India is an interesting example because we're reaching so many children. We're reaching 13 million children. In 2006 in India, we trained over 350,000 teachers. We're also doing some interesting things in terms of the use of technology. So that, for example, we've piloted the one computer classroom to teach the upper grades of primary school science. And the issue there is not that we're using computers, because computers, of course, are used widely. The issue is that we're using a single computer. We've discovered that with the monitors that we're using, about 15 children can crowd around a computer and can be actively learning, as opposed to the usual format, which is one child per computer. And the way we've done it is to focus on the software. We've developed software that doesn't have one child sitting there active and 14 just watching him. We've developed strategies that allow 15 kids to be active at the same time. Competition is one way to do that. You have games, and you have three teams of five children, and the five children in each team talk to each other about what the right answer is before they give it. And so you're teaching science through games. It's also linked to the radio programs and, of course, what the teacher is doing outside of the use of the computer game. We've used digital television, where we focused on processes that really need visuals, but which are very hard for teachers to teach. And so it's a highly selective use of the medium. We haven't asked the question, is radio or TV better? We've said, well, television is a better medium for this particular application, and radio works well for these, and computers for something else. So it's a real mix of technology, with the application of technology being driven by the purpose, by what's being taught, and the pedagogy.